Well, in Jason Goodman's neighborhood, he has an HOA. That's a homeowners association. They have many powers.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a complaint in the neighborhood from the HOA that Jason Goodman believes is directed at him. He has the letter.
Yeah, me and somebody else, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel the agitation coming from you. Like, I just feel it.
And I believe in HOAs for the most part. People get a little excited on them, though.
Oh, they get drunk with power.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the complaints that come in and the passion of anger from neighbors is incredible.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to your home, yeah, mm-hmm. people don't play around.
So, I assume this was blanketed to all the residents' email.
Okay. Because
that's where it came in from mine. It says, I'm not going to name the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They're so-and-so residents. I hope this message finds you well.
Here we go.
With summer in full swing and many of us enjoying our neighborhood pool, I want to address an important issue that has been brought to our attention. Noise levels. Recently, we've had received complaints regarding loud music being played at the neighborhood pool. While we encourage everyone to have a good time, it's important to be considerate of others who are also using the pool area. Excessive noise, including loud music, can disrupt the peaceful enjoyment of the pool for fellow residents. As outlined in our community rules and regulations,
There it is. We
kindly request that all residents keep noise levels to a minimum. And basically it says, like, you know, maybe you could wear headphones or keep the volume low. That's what it kind of says. And then it just says, thank you for your cooperation and maintaining a pleasant environment for all residents at our neighborhood pool. Yeah, so over the 4th of July holiday, I was there with my family and our neighbor, and I mm-hmm. brought my littler speaker mm-hmm. that can be powerful, but it was little, and I had it on the table. And we were playing music at a very low level, mm-hmm. and it was just us.
No
there.
Problem.
No mm-hmm. problem. Mm-hmm. In fact, Everly was jumping in. I was throwing the ball where Everly, my daughter, who's 7, jumps and catches the ball when she jumps in the pool. Everything was going great.
Great peaceful. Time.
As I'm sitting there, another guy comes in with his son, and they set up the opposite end of the pool, and he has a little speaker.
Uh-oh. Speaker battle.
Oh, speaker wars.
Which is fine, because we're all supposed to have a personal space. And all of a sudden, I started noticing, as I'm continuing to throw the ball to Everly, that's on our, if you put a line in the middle of the pool, on mm-hmm. our side, I would say it is, uh-huh. I'm hearing his music overlap my music.
Oh no.
I'm like,
does he not know who you are?
I was like, how dare this person comes in here and overlaps my music,
drowning out your Frankie Valli.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was it Frankie Valli?
Douche.
It's a mixture of everything, but
I am a DJ.
Yeah.
So I said, maybe he doesn't realize how loud he's being. I'm just going to turn mine up a little bit.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I turn mine up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Seems like I can't really hear his. And I'm on my side. We're all enjoying our music on our side of the pool. And then 5 minutes later, I can't even hear my music anymore. His music's louder. That's when I'm like, okay, this MF-er is really ticking me off. So I turn up my music even louder.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, why would he do that? He's on that side of the pool. We're trying to enjoy this side of the pool. And now it's pretty loud. He turns his music up even louder.
No.
Yes.
And
you can control it. The volume level either can be controlled from the speaker or your phone.
Your phone. Yeah, yeah. Right.
So I'm just like boiling right now. I'm like, you think your speaker is louder than mine? So I keep turning my speaker up. At this point, both are blasting in the pool, and I have mine up so high that the two ladies can't even hear themselves talk. They're caught in the middle of the pool.
Oh, no.
That's a nightmare.
So all you hear is like this kind of, you can't concentrate on one music. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, the music was very similar. So I'm like, it's similar. Why do you have to have yours on? Like, we just play the same song 5 minutes apart. So I'm like blasting speaker, and finally people started leaving at the pool because it was like, they were getting torn apart, but I'm like, I am not backing down. I am not. I'm going to win this battle.
I'm going to die on this hill.
Yes.
And you were there first.
Yes. And I'm like, and Everly's like, Dad, blah, blah. I'm like, what? I can't hear you.
What did you say?
So anyways, we turn to each other. We're like, Hey, neighbor, smiling. Like, we have no idea. The music's going blasting loud.
Both your ears are bleeding. You're like, hey, what's up,
bud? People across the street are looking like, what's going on at the pool? It's like some major party. And and we ended up just going back. And I'm just like, I just can't believe somebody had the audacity to do that.
So, who caved first?
Oh, he did.
He did.
But he just left. He just left. He didn't turn his music down.
Got it.
It's just like, oh boy, when he turned his off, though, it's just like,
mine was really loud.
Sorry, babe. No, it was loud.
Yeah.
And then you know what I didn't do? I didn't run to my speaker and turn it down. I waited till he fully exited the pool and drove off.
So he stared.
So he knew that I was not. That's the way it is. Yes.
I didn't even notice that you left.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's the letter we just got.
Oh yeah. That's at you.
That's definitely at you and the other guy.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the other guy at all?
Not really.
Okay.
But I'll tell you one thing: enemy number one in the neighborhood.
Oh no.
He doesn't want to be on my enemy list.
No.
And I will tell you this.
He had a Biden sign in his yard, too.
The next time we go to the pool.
Okay, we totally want to hear what you're going to do next, but hold your thought. We're going to find out coming up next with Jared and Katie in the morning.